This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian troops and security forces quashed an alleged cross-border raid from Ukraine in what appeared to be one of the most serious cross-border attacks since the war began. Russia's defense ministry claimed to have killed more than 70 attackers in a battle that lasted around 24 hours. Moscow blamed the raid that began Monday on Ukrainian military saboteurs, Kyiv portrayed it as an uprising against the Kremlin by Russian partisans. Russia's most powerful mercenary, Yevgeny Prigozhin, often levels criticism at the alleged treachery of the country's top brass in his colorful and often profane videos. But such words are dangerous in Russian President Vladimir Putin's Russia. Angela Johnston from Reuters looks at why he's able to push the envelope so much.
Officials, diplomats, and analysts told Reuters that he's likely acting with the tacit approval of those dismayed by the military's war conduct. Sources diverge on how to interpret his actions. A Russian source said he represents one side in a struggle within Putin's system. A former FSB officer said Prigozhin's verbal lobs towards the defense ministry are the result of contradictions that have come out within the ruling clan. He suggested it could mark the beginning of a struggle for life after Putin.
At a news conference, State Department spokesman Matt Miller says that the U.S. calls again on Russia to release a wrongfully detained journalist, detained Wall Street Journal reporter.
I understand the hearing took place and that Russia extended the pre-trial detention of Evan Gershkovich by an additional 3 months. We once again call on Russia to comply with their obligation to provide consular access to him.
Gershkovich, an American citizen, was ordered held until August 30th. This is VOA News. U.S. Supreme Court Justice, Chief Justice John Roberts says there is more than a Supreme Court can do to adhere to highest standards of ethical conduct. It's an acknowledgement that recent reporting about the justices' ethical missteps is having an effect on public perception of the court. Speaking at a law dinner where he was honored with an award Tuesday, Roberts provided no specifics but said the justices are continuing to look at the things that they can do to give practical effort to that commitment. He said he is confident that there are ways to do that. The court has resisted adopting an ethics code of its own, but all nine justices recently signed a statement of ethics. Roberts' remarks suggested he knows the statement is not enough to quiet the critics. Former U.S. President Donald Trump will face a criminal trial on March 25, 2024, over charges he falsified business records to conceal money paid to silence adult star Stormy Daniels, a judge said on Tuesday. Reuters' Tamara Lindstrom tells us more.
Trump is charged with falsifying business records to conceal money paid to silence porn star Stormy Daniels ahead of his 2016 presidential election. Trump has pleaded not guilty to 34 criminal counts in the case. At least four screens in the courtroom showed Trump wearing a striped red tie and blue suit, sitting next to his lawyer in front of a background of U.S. flags. Trump's attorney told Justice Juan Merchan that Trump understood he could not disclose certain evidence, including witness statements, to third parties such as news outlets or on social media. Prosecutors have said the order was needed because of Trump's history of attacks on social media and the risk that witnesses might be harassed.
I understand the hearing took place and that Russia extended the pre-trial detention of Evan Gershkovich by...
Meanwhile, Guam is being buffeted by rains and winds from Typhoon Mawar, the strongest storm to approach the U.S. Pacific territory in decades. Residents have stockpiled supplies, battened down windows, and abandoned wood and tin homes for emergency shelters. President Joe Biden has chosen a new leader for the National Security Agency and U.S. Cyber Command, a joint position that oversees much of America's cyber warfare and defense. Air Force Lieutenant General Timothy Haw, the current Deputy Commander of Cyber Command, would replace Army General Paul Nexsone, who has led both organizations since May of 2018 and expected to step down this year. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.